Because I want to let you know, when I was up here getting my praise on, the Lord was telling me we need to remind my people that we need to stop tripping. God is a restorer of all restorers. He's a restorer. He'll renew your mind so you will stop tripping. You might not have a job right now. You might be fighting with your wife, or might be fighting with your husband, but stop tripping. Who are you abiding in? Are you abiding in God, or are you abiding in the devil? Because when you abide in the devil, you'll start tripping like never before, and you will not be here. And you will not be a part of the vine. God wants us to be a part of his tree. See, God is already grabbing us, but we need to grab and get a hold of him. Are you getting a hold of him? Come on, somebody. And I can say, as a living testimony, see, I told Pastor Jose, bring this out real quick. I got a great example. Amen. I got great examples in my life, Pastor AJ, Pastora Sonia. That's why I said, come on, bring this out. Because we got to continue in this. And we got to remember that we're a part of the vine. You're not dead. He's alive. And he's alive. He's here right now. I'm not Jesus, but Jesus is alive in me. And he should be alive in you. Come on, that's something to clap for. Amen. And this is God. Amen. God's not cutting you out of his vine. We cut ourselves out. It's going to get gooder in this place. You guys are quiet. You guys are listening. The reason why I got these is because God, this is God. And God wants to cut our anger out. He wants to cut our fear out. He wants to cut off our being double-minded. He wants to cut off our own plans. He wants to cut off for us being scared and not reading our word. He wants to cut off our anger. He wants to cut off our frustration. He wants to cut off our backsliding. Hello, somebody. He wants to cut off our old habits. He wants to cut off and put something new in your life where you can say, you know what? I am a changed man. I never dressed up like this with skinny jeans. These are a little loose. One time I'm going to tell you a little story. I came in because I wanted to, I started changing. So you know what? I'm going to wear little tight pants. And I came in with some skinny jeans. Pastor said, you better go home and go change those pants. Come on now. I said, but I'm trying to change my life. I got to make you laugh before I make you cry. Amen. And I'm telling you because I have great examples, because my pastor, he leads by good example. Amen. He teaches me how to live and how to be. And when I came to the things of God, I never dressed like this. You can ask my wife. And I always say, because that's my testimony, I didn't know how to dress. Dress like a clown. Hello, somebody. You can say that again. Well. And I'm telling you, church, we need to abide in him. We need to abide in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? If he changed me, he'll change you. I'm no better than you. I'm just as equal as you. Oh, come on. Clap if you're going to clap. Amen? I'm no better than you. God gave it to me. He'll give it to you. The question is, do you want it? Stop hesitating. Stop hesitating to walk by faith, not by sight. Get out of survival mode. Get into faith mode. We serve a big God. Diosote, Pastor Ruben said. Not Diosito, Diosote. I told Pastor Jose, do you have any big cutters? He was going to bring me the big old cutters like this. But I said, I'm just tripping. Because we serve a big God. And he wants to cut our old habits. He wants to cut off our selfishness. being self-centered, being arrogant, being prideful. I'll tell you something, you're dealing with anger, God's about to do something with you and your anger tonight. Because I'm going to tell you something. I was talking to this little kid. And I've been reaching out to these little kids and going doing what we had to do for the Lord and part of the for the kingdom of God. Because I got anger. They killed my dad. And they wanted to kill me. And they wanted to kill my mom. So we had to leave from Tijuana. And this kid was only 15 years old. And I said, you know what? If you don't get rid of that anger, you're never going to succeed. You're never going to fulfill purpose. You're never going to own a car. You're never going to own your own business because anger, because we need to get rid of our anger to deal with people. See, we're called to deal with people. Oh, come on now. Amen. We're called to win souls for the Lord Jesus Christ. I just come here to encourage you and to wake up the Holy Spirit that's within you. I just come to encourage you and let the Holy Ghost know, just wake up, Holy Spirit. Give them what they need so they can prosper, so they can succeed, so they can take the streets for you, so they can take the byways, they can take the highways for you, Lord. Amen. And I was sitting there and I was giving the Lord thanks, and I said, thank you, Lord, for Pastor Ed, because he gave me a good word the other day when he preached. I took it, and then the next day, somebody else gave me the same word. And I said, there's no doubt in my mind, God, and we're going to do it, and I'm not going to do it by myself. I got my rib right there. Say, hey, wait, raise your hand, babe. There's my rib. Amanda, come on now. Without her, I ain't doing nothing. With her, I'm going to do something, and with my kids. Hello, somebody. I got crazy kids. Come on now. The Bible says, let's go to John 15. John 15. Let's go to John 14, 6. If you're taking notes, abide in me as I abide in Christ. Or you can call it, I am the true vine. See, I want to be part of this tree. And I'm not going to let go. And I will stay determined. Because I know you got something good for me, Lord. And I know that you have something good for me. You have something good for your people. Amen? When I came into the things of God, I had no idea. I had no idea what I got myself into. I had no idea what the reading the word was and having faith. I had no idea what prayer was. But I started surrounding myself the people who knew how to pray and who were learning how to read the word. See, if you haven't surrounded yourself with a brother or sister that knows to read the word or has a beautiful prayer life, surround yourself with them. Because that's the only way you're going to learn. God is saying, stop hiding from me. I know what it is to hide from God. I know what it is. All my life I fought God. And I still battle with him. Hello, somebody. But I learned that the battles are not mine, they're his. And there's no other way, church. In John 14, 6, simple. This is the word. The word is the truth. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Yastubo. He told me, Yustubo. Yastubo, córtate la onda. If you know Spanish, you know what I mean. I'm saying in Filipino. He said, you need to stop tripping, Art. You need to let me be who I need to be in you. Because I want to show you beautiful things. I want to take you to the promised land. Whatever you're going through. My wife and I were going through some hard things this couple of months. But we stuck together and we prospered, and the Lord blessed us. Blessed us with a place where I thought I didn't deserve. I'm going to say it. We live in a country club with a golf course, a tennis, and a swimming pool. That's the kind of God we serve. And if he give it to me, he can give it to you. But you got to be faithful. I know my pastor. He's a giving pastor. Everywhere he goes. Come on, Flacco. And he's always planning. Not only money, seed. Come on, somebody. That's why he's so blessed. And if he's so blessed, we're blessed. But we just gotta connect to it. Not just connect when we want to. Not just say, oh yeah, he's the way, truth, and life. Yeah, I know, but I'm gonna do my way. I'm gonna go over here around the corner. Oh, matter of fact, I'm gonna go out there, I'm gonna get drunk, and then I'm gonna go to the club, and God's gonna forgive me anyways. Or I'm gonna go over there and cheat on my wife and do this and then God will forgive me anyways. Or I'm going to go over here, do a bank robbery. They're not going to catch me, and I'm going to try to get away with it. Or I'm going to go take some pills. God's going to forgive me anyways. Come on, somebody. God is a God of second chances, third chances. He's a forgiving God, but it doesn't give us any right to commit the same sin. For reals. You're going to wake up tonight. Come on, somebody. If you didn't come in this place excited, you're going to leave excited. Amen. If you came in this place sad, you're going to leave happy. Amen. That's the kind of God we serve. I could have came in and said, you know what? I'm feeling sick because I am. I'm not feeling the best of the best, but I'm going to give it the best because I serve the best. I said, you know what? I'm not going to let that get me down. Come on now. In John 15. Because pastor's been talking about abiding him. He's talking about the vine. What kind of fruit do you want to bear? If you're not reading your word, you're not going to bear no fruit. You're going to bear rotten fruit. Well, the Bible says in John 15, verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is a vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Let's pray. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, for your beautiful spirit that's in this place. Father, I thank you for allowing me and giving me the opportunity to be here tonight and just share your word, Lord. And I pray that you speak to your people tonight, Lord, as you lift them up. Lift me up, God, because I come here expecting and receiving your miracle tonight, Lord. As you speak to us tonight, Holy Spirit, have your way. Give me direction. Lead me, teach me, and protect us. I pray, Father God, right now for our families and loved ones, Lord. The ones that are body and sick, touch them. Heal them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The ones that are here just going through things, I pray that you remove every distraction from them, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will just let your presence flow in this place like never before, oh God. And let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, here in this place, in my life, in your people's life, Lord. I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, and we all say, amen. Come on, give it a clap offering tonight. Amen. I am the true vine, and my Father is a vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. Like Pastor Edgy was talking about, look at how sometimes when we don't have God's word and we don't have faith in God, this is how we look. This is how I looked a couple months ago. Hello, somebody. But look at me, how you like me now. Come on now. How you like me now. Come on, somebody. Why? Because I trusted in God, and I never gave up on God's word, and I never gave up on God, and I had crazy faith like never before, and I said, God, you're going to do this, you're going to take me out of this, You're going to get me, my wife and I through this. You're going to get my wife and I, my kids through this. And look what the results. And he's still going to give us more. Because God is the God that gives more. But just like Brother Manuel was saying, how many are you dropping seeds? Not dropping dimes. Hello, somebody. Are you planting seeds? Are you planting seeds? It's for reals. Wherever you plant, God will water it. And you might not see it, but your kids will see it, and your grandchildren will see it, and your other relatives will see it. Those of you that are in the men's home and the women's home, God got something good for you. Those of you that are coming into church, God got something good for you. I just come to encourage you. That's all. I come to lift you up. You might walk that, came in like this, but God said, Chale, don't be walking like that. Pick up your head. Roar like a lion. Let my people know who I am in you. Amen. I got one. Come on, two. If you're not going to get excited, you're going to leave excited. Come on, somebody. Jesus said, he is a vine, and he is the one that gives life, and he is the one that enables a vine to produce fruit. Without him, we can do nothing. So it is imperative that we stay connected to the true vine, church. Jesus said he is a vine, and he is the one that gives life, and he is the one that enables a vine to produce fruit. Without him, we can do nothing. It is imperative that we stay connected to the true vine, church. It's like this. God gave me that new place. Come on now. I can boast. I give glory and honor and praise for my path. Come on now. It's just for a moment, because I knew he's going to give me bigger, better, and greater. Wood floors, nice steps, new couches. Come on, somebody. I have to say, I give glory, all the honor and glory for the Lord. Before I came, all of a sudden I got croaky. I sound like Croaky from Little Rascals. My voice tried to go out. But I give him glory and honor and praise because he gave us this house. And my wife specifically prayed that she wanted a house with fruit trees. You know, the Lord probably not answered my prayer, but he answered her prayer. Hello, somebody. And I'm saying this because there's an orange tree in the back, and I haven't watered it. And I went in the back the other day. I said, look, there's a tree. And God reminded me, you need to water it. It's a sangria tree. You know what? It's a orange red tree. If you're Mexican, you know what sangria is. Hello, somebody. If you're not, it's an orange that's red inside. A blood tree. Yeah, come on, somebody. Amen. And I was sitting there and I was standing there and I got the water hose and I didn't even want to water it. But God said, you know what, your wife prayed for this, and you have to take care of it. If not, if my tree dries, I dry. Hello, somebody. And I'm going to become like this, walking around like all lost, all perdido. Don't know what to do. Some of you? Or some of you are just walking in, just thinking of so much stuff that you want to do. You got your own plans. God keeps bringing you back, taking you, trying to hide. I'm going to go hide at Stater Brothers. I'm going to go hide at Walmart. No business in Walmart. You're there just chilling. Instead of coming to church. Oh, God's speaking to somebody. I'm going to go just chill on my pad. Just lounge it. Forget church. When knowing that you need to be here in the house of God. Stop fighting God. Because he wants you to be a part of him. So much going on out there in the world. I don't even want to talk about it. Because I'm staying focused on God. And I'm just praying for the world. Those fires. Oh, man, come on, somebody. Just the day before yesterday, when was it? Yeah, we were driving, my wife and I, and then there was a fire. We were going on Lemonite, and then there was a big fire on the desert. I was like, us too? First we had one in Corona. Are we bringing the fire? We had the Corona right behind our house. It was like, God, what's going on? We need to pray. God is waking his people up. Either you're going to serve me or not. Because hell is for reals. A lot of people don't want to talk about hell because you're scared of the people and they don't want to come back. But this church is for reals. God is for reals. And that's why I changed my life. Because I thought about it. I thought about it when a 10x10 cell, when I went through my emotions and feelings, and where God placed me in a 10x10 cell, 23-hour lockdown, and I was thinking about it, and I was facing that. I was throwing punches, and nobody was even there. Fighting the enemy, I was hearing him laughing at me. Ah, look at you, look at the way you are. I could have went crazy. Pastor R would have probably end up in, where those crazies go? Patton, come on now. I almost went crazy, and I said, you know what? I had to get a hold of myself. I said, man, I don't know what's going on, God, but I know if you're for reals. And I went to sleep, and when I went to sleep at 1 in the morning, I woke up crying. And all I heard was a banging, and it's solid, thick concrete between the cells. And all I heard was what they were banging on both sides. And I heard, neighbor, neighbor, neighbor. And I was crying like a baby. He goes, it's your time. I was like, what time? I ain't got no clock. He goes, it's your time to call on the Lord. Well, how do you do that? Just me, huh? Any of you? Raise your hand. And I said, okay, what do I do? Follow instructions through a little vent. Some of you know. And I said, God, come into my life. If you're for real, come into my life. This is a specific word I told you. You're for real, come into my life. I can't take this no more. Here's this gang member, Lord. Thought he was all that. And a bag of chips. And he's feeling scared. If you're for real, come into my life right now. Change me. And all of a sudden, I just felt this warmth. And he came in, I just felt this warmth. And I started crying more like a baby. Look, I even got the chills. I remember, I'll never forget how I was in that cell. And the lights were out. Looking around. Those who call to me shall be saved. I heard the voice clearly. I didn't hear no like evil and laughing at me, and I'll feel this the scraping of the making shanks knives. Heard the gnashing of the teeth because I was weak minded, not no more. What the devil meant for worst, God turned it into good. And if he did it for me, he'll do it for you. You need to receive it. You need to believe it. You need to believe in God's word. You need to know that God's word is nothing negative about it. Oh my God. I am the true vine. My Father is a gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. While every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. When I started coming into things of God, I used to hear Pastor Edgy speak some beautiful things into my life. The leaders speak beautiful things into my life. Brother Manuel, Brother Ray, to Lucia, Amber, and if I forgot you, forgive me. Sam, a lot of good brothers and sisters, even brothers Alberto, when he really came into the things of God, he encouraged me. That's what God does. When you come into the things of God, God sends people to encourage you. But sometimes we don't want to believe it. We want to hear from somebody else. God's saying, I put people right in front of you so you can listen to them and so you can love them. Speak to me, Lord. Oh, here we are. We're looking for that. Oh, I'm going to wait. I haven't got a word yet. That person is right next to you or right in front of you. When God said, I want you to be a part of my vine. I want you to be a part of my tree. The reason why I want you to be a part of my tree so you can bear good fruit, so I can show you and teach you, so you can teach others. So you can teach the future generation, which is our kids. Which is our kids could teach our grandchildren. Our grandchildren could teach the other children that are going to come. It's our job as parents to teach our kids. Husbands, teach our wives. Amen? We need to teach our wife, teach our children so she can stay home and take care of the home and take care of the children and invest in them. We don't have no kids. Thank you, Jesus. Not yet. I hope you will someday. Hello. Those of you who are not praying for twins, I pray that you have twins. You have triplets. Quadruplets. And name one Art, please. He's part of the vine. When you come into the things of God and you're part of the vine, you're able. You are able because God is able. You're able to have fun. See, right now he's calming me down right now, Holy Ghost. Usually I'm, oh, there's this peace in this house. Something's taking place in here. Whether we like it or not. Abide in me as I abide in Christ. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. It says, imitate me just as I also imitate Christ. We need to allow Jesus to be alive in us, church. We need to abide in him like never before. Wherever we go, we need to be the light. We need to be Jesus. Come on, somebody. Amen. Because that's the only way Jesus is alive in us, when we let him do what he has to do in us. Come on. Amen. You should be clapping for that, because Jesus gave us another chance. We're no longer that gang member. We're no longer that drug addict. We're no longer that drunk. We're no longer that man full of rage. We're no longer that prostitute. We're no longer that deaf. We're no longer that homeless. Because he healed them. He healed me. And he wants to heal you. No matter what you're going through, he wants to heal you. He said, abide in me as I abide in Christ. He wants to heal you from the bottom of your toes to the top of your head, man. You never know, you'll probably be wearing tighter jeans than me. Hello, somebody. I told my wife I'm going to dye my hair blonde. or red like a flaming Cheeto. Come on now. Just to be different, right? Come on now. My wife says, no, no, no. All right, babe. Some of you might get even some tighter clothes on. It's okay, because God wants you to change. Or how about this one? Some of you are still walking with your buttoned up so tight. Just let your pride go. Or your pride can be your brocha. And you think it's not. Women too, shave your brocha. Some of the women have more mustache than the men. Hello, somebody. Come on now. That could be pride. I remember, man, when I used to tie my, got with my wife, man. She was my girl. Walked around like this. Thought I was chingon, man. It feels funny, but walking around. What are you looking at? I was bad, and I didn't like anybody to look at me. Because I was like this. I'll tell them, what's up? You know, come on now. And sometimes it could be that just very button. Letting it go. Let your pride go. Your pride can stop you from being part of the vine. A prideful man will profit nothing. No, no, no. See, I had to learn how to get rid of pride. I was a prideful man, selfish man. Come on, you guys might think that Pastor I was all simple, nice. God did it because I allowed him to do it. And then when you allow God to do it, he will do such a beautiful thing in your life like never before that you're going to be like, wow. You're going to be like, whoa, how come I'm looking like this? Ciao. Why am I shining? It's the lotion. Come on now. It's the anointing. What are you talking about? Come on now. It's the anointing. Why? Because God is alive in you, and God is pouring out a fresh anointing upon you, and he wants you to shine so people can see that you are changing. As Richard makes his way up. There's so much that I have, but God is, the Holy Spirit is just moving, man. I just want to say simple things to encourage you. You know, as we're going through things, my wife and I, we stuck together and we standed on the principles that the Lord showed us and our pastor showed us. And some of you mighty men and women showed us. That's why we're still here, moving forward, representing. What? And God's trying to show you that you don't need to depend on that. Whatever's going on in your life. My mom, she got sick, and I was like, oh. I'm the type that I'll start worrying and start thinking ahead and making it worse. But I said, you know what? I'm going to call some prayer warriors. They're going to help me pray. And he said, God told me, your mom's going to be all right. I'm just renewing some things in her because she's making a stand and she's trusting me. Maybe some of you this last week or two, or maybe yesterday or a couple of days, you've been struggling and you've been facing some things and you just don't understand why this happened. God's saying, I got you where I need you, son. I just need you to depend on me. I know what it is to lose a brother. A brother that I love, that my baby brother. I know what it is to lose nephews. And I lost them. First, I lost my brother, and I did not have God in me. So I wanted revenge. and that didn't take place. God says, I'm not going to let you, son, destroy your life. I'm not going to let you do 100 years to life. I'm not going to let you stay in a 10 by 10 cell because I could have left you there. He said, I want you to be a part of my vine. I lost a nephew that was different. I was already in here 5 years. Actually, 6 years. Just last year, right, babe? 7 years. It was different because right away, my blood raised up and I was just saying, you know what? It's so quick that I can go call and I can go do what I got to do. God says, who do you serve? Aren't you a part of my vine? Aren't you part of the tree? I said, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for my pastors. I said, same words. That's why I told you guys in the beginning of the service, I said, I got great examples. And we do got great examples. And I remember when my little nephew got murdered and my niece got shot, I could only imagine what I could have done. But I thank the Lord, he had me where he had me. Let me say it again. I thank the Lord. Right now, I thank the Lord, and even every day, I thank the Lord that I'm grateful where he placed me and where I stood, and I'm still here. Because if I wouldn't, I wouldn't be here right now. I know it. And a lot of us are fighting as we all stand right now. As we all stand. There's so much here that I have, and a lot of us are standing, and a lot of us have been facing things. The Bible says that's to accept or act in accordance with the rule, a decision or recommendation. A lot of us have been battling things within a couple of days and within weeks, whether it's at home or the men's home or the women's home, whether it's at work. And you're just saying, man, I don't know what's going on, God. Like a feeling in the spirit. The mistakes you made, God says it's okay to make mistakes. But really, come and ask me. Come and ask me to forgive you. Your mistakes matter to God. Your mistakes matter. Some of you have been going through things and mind tripping. You don't know why you're here. But I'm going to let you know, God brought you here. It's not by your will. It's by his will. I will start. And I will help you finish. But you have to allow me, God says. You have to allow me to help you. And I'm going to tell you, church, maybe some of you still have pride and have not let go. I'm going to tell you something. You're dealing with pride? Everybody bow their heads, close their eyes. You're dealing with pride? God's saying, you know what? Enough's enough, son. Enough's enough, daughter. You need to cross over the Jordan. You need to cross over that place. You need to cross over to the better place. But pride is not letting you. You stop being arrogant. Stop being prideful. No more fear, God says. Is there anyone here that hasn't received the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior? Lift up your hand this evening. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Blessed be your name, O God. Hilala morende maranda ra 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 ma ra ma do 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 do.